So we'll call a meeting to order. I think, did we already do that officially?
Annual town meetings are often identified with New England, and you can find videos of those New England town meetings on YouTube. One that I found was held last month in the town of Granville, Vermont, population around 300. An elected town board governs Granville, but once a year, the voters gather to make some major decisions directly.
All in favor of Brent Stickney as the second constable, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
A voice vote or show of hands at the annual town meeting is how the citizens of Granville chose their town officials and approved a town budget last month. Turnout at the meeting appeared to be 40 or more, about 13% of the town's population. So when Champaign Township, Illinois, with many times the population of Granville, holds its annual town meeting on Tuesday, how many people are expected to show up?
Very few.
That's Brian Rona, the supervisor for Champaign Township, which covers rural and suburban areas just outside the city of Champaign. According to the minutes, just 12 people out of a population of nearly 11,000 showed up for last year's annual town meeting, and most of those were township officials who stayed on for the regular town board meeting that followed. Rona says Champaign Township residents can attend the board meetings, too, where the real business of the township is addressed.
Any of the town meetings we have, whether it's an annual meeting or, you know, a monthly township meeting, basically they're welcome to come in, talk with the board.
The agenda for the upcoming Champaign Township annual meeting includes annual reports, a listing of township assets, and a declaration of surplus highway equipment for disposal. But there are no major action items like the election and budget items that were voted on in Granville, Vermont. Illinois State University Professor Emeritus Michael Sublette, who wrote a book on Illinois townships, says budget items were barred from annual town meetings in Illinois after a group unhappy with local taxes packed the 1970 annual meeting in Proviso Township in the Chicago suburbs and pushed through deep cuts in the township budget.
And this didn't go over well with the township officials. I'm pretty sure it was through the General Assembly that they got some things changed that made the meetings pretty neutral in terms of real business.
State law lists 38 items, the only items that voters are allowed to take up at annual town meetings in Illinois. For longtime anti-township activist Bob Anderson, that's one more reason why the annual town meetings should go. Anderson lives in McHenry Township in the Chicago suburbs, and as he sees it, townships are so irrelevant that most people have never even heard of the annual town meeting.
You will find that those meetings, if you took out the township officials, if you took out a handful of employees there, you would, in most cases, would never find a general person in the public there. Jim, if you go down the street today and you ask 100 people if they've ever been to a township annual meeting, they'll say, what is that? I have no idea what that is.
But even if important things rarely happen at them, Brian Smith of the group Township Officials of Illinois says the annual town meeting can be a useful tool for voters, especially in rural areas where townships may be one of the few local governments around.
One year we had an ordinance to regulate inoperable motor vehicles in the township. Once there was one for junkyards, and that generated some consternation.
Smith was talking about the annual town meeting in Long Creek Township, east of Decatur, where he lives and was once a township official. Smith says he plans to attend Long Creek's annual town meeting on Tuesday.
It's an excellent opportunity for the average citizen to find out how their township is running and go to that meeting and have a direct say in it and listen and learn.
Illinois' more than 1,400 townships will all hold their annual town meetings on Tuesday night, no earlier than 6 p.m. If you're a registered voter in one of those townships, you can participate, whether or not there's anything big on the agenda. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.